I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I get falsely accused of not being fun by these guys here, and they try to say I'm not funny. But I've got a topic right now that I think will show that you're wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about which way you should put your silverware in the dishwasher.
Oh, that can cause a fight.
It's not supposed to cause a fight.
Oh, okay.
That's hysterical.
I know. It was a joke.
How do you do it, Tom?
I put them down.
Oh, you actually put them in there. That was shocking. I was waiting for you to go, my wife does that.
Well, I mean, my wife puts them down, yeah. Of course. Okay. Don't be silly.
You are fun at parties, man. You're going to bring this up.
This has turned into a big debate, and there is some logic behind which way you should put your silverware in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. There's some very good reasons to do it the way Tom does it.
Now, I actually saw this article, although I do some of it correctly, not all of them, but I worked in restaurants, and I only did it that way because that's what we did in restaurants.
I don't know what you're saying.
I always put my knives down and my forks up.
Okay. You should, according to what I understand, put all of the utensil sides down and the handle sides up.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a couple reasons why.
I just feel like they get too cramped. All the forks and spoons being in that little basket are too cramped. So if you put the handles in there, then you've got more room to put more.
Can I interject?
I don't care.
I think possibly, like, if you put the knife, and this is what I've always thought, if you have the knife and it's sticking up, you could accidentally trip and fall when that door's down on the dishwasher.
You're right.
And stab yourself.
I knew one woman, three of her husbands died that way.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And they weren't even in the kitchen.
So it's dangerous.
It is.
My little kids, I've had the door down, and they like were running and fell on that.
That's a great example of why it's good to have the knives and the forks and even the spoons pointed down.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that also because the jets on the sprayer are closer to that little basket on the bottom if they spray upwards?
Well, they say that there's some dishwashers who may not get them as clean if they're down, but generally speaking, it shouldn't make much difference. And there's other reasons to put them down.
Okay.
Whenever you go to pick them up and take them out of the dishwasher, if they're sticking up, then you're grabbing the part people are going to be eating off of.
That's true. And, so, and you just pet the dog and you forgot about that.
Or picked your nose or scratched your butt. But if they are aimed downwards, at least you're only touching the handle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's another reason to put them down instead of up. But I feel like the safety issue is the big thing because not only do we have the kids, us, that could fall on them, but pets can also, like our dog will try to jump up, and he knows that if we aren't paying attention, he can lick the silverware in there because it tastes good. And so you don't want him licking a knife blade.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you put him down, then there's less he can get to, and there's less chance of him licking and cutting his tongue.
How would he know that if he hadn't already, if you didn't have him in the up position? He wouldn't know to lick them if they were in the basket.
Sure, he licks the plates and everything.
Oh, okay.
Our dishes are clean when he gets done with them.
Tom's fed his dog on the plates that we use when you go over to his house.
Oh, I have two.
Yeah.
Not right before you eat off of it.
I just take paper plates over at his house.
That's weird. Don't you think the dishwasher gets them clean?
Nah, it's still just kind of gross.
Nah, you're just weird.
Well, don't use my towels. Because I bathe the dog in the towels, too.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? Just don't come to my house.
I have special dog towels.
Oh,
just
boy.
Specifically for the dog.
I would too.
Yeah, wow.
That's the way I do it.
Yeah.
Well, you're not pet lovers.
Yeah. Y'all don't really love animals.
I own a pet now.
That doesn't mean you're a pet lover.
Yeah,
that's not.
That's true.
I took him to the vet.
People who have owned separate towels for their pets are not pet lovers.
But you take towels and wipe something else down. I don't want you wiping the car down and then bring it into the bathroom.
I would never do that.
No. Oh, okay.
Wash it first.
I think this has been a great topic, Tom.
I told you, it's fun.
You now, ladies, know exactly how to put the silverware in the dishwasher. This went so well, we're going to teach you how to do the laundry and drying the clothes next week.
That's Hawk, ladies, saying this. Not me.
Separate the colors and the whites.
Yes.
So when the gentlemen get home, Christmas evening, those knives are going to be pointed upward after what you just said.
That's Hawk, not me.
That's Hawk. Exactly. That's why.
I'm just teasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.